Timmy's Christmas. It was Christmas Eve, and Timmy fell asleep on the bench of a park where he usually slept. Timmy was a poor orphan and lonely child who was constantly teased and bullied by his peers.
Bam!
A loud sound woke him up.
Are you Santa Claus?
Of course, Timmy. This is your Christmas gift. Please, open it.
Sure, thank you, Santa. But look, the name on the gift has come off. Below, there is another name. It's William.
Oh my God, all the other gifts are like yours.
Say Santa.
Santa, does this mean you delivered the gift to the wrong kid?
Unfortunately, yes, Timmy. I must return home in order to discover what happened and solve the problem.
Santa, wait a minute. May I help you?
Are you sure, Timmy?
Sure. I would do everything to make children like me happy.
You are really special, Timmy. Thank you. Okay, let's go.
Timmy got on Santa's lead, and they arrived to the North Pole, where Santa, in a blink of an eye, broke Timmy inside a huge building called the Toy Factory. As soon as they entered, the elf stopped working and whispered,
"Who is the boy? Why he's here?"
"This is Timmy, my new assistant,"
answered Santa.
"We are here because all the gifts were delivered with the wrong names labels. No one will be punished, but I would like to know who is responsible for this mistake."
All the elves look at each other suspiciously, and one of them exclaimed,
"Arthur, the elf's leader, wrote the names on the gift."
Arthur, who had heard everything, started to run, trying to escape. Santa and Timmy chased him. They went out. Arthur got on the sled and tried to make it flying, but without success, because only Santa could do it. So Arthur decided to confess everything.
"Yes, I put the wrong labels on purpose because I think that, working so hard for all the children of the world, we deserve a gift too. But I regret what I did, because all the children of the world are sad now. I hope we can solve this huge problem. I'm very sorry."
Santa Claus listened to the elf and, without waiting any longer, got immediately to work to save Christmas. Then the little Timmy, Santa Claus, Arthur, and the other elves arranged all the presents with the correct labels as quickly as possible.
"Finished!"
exclaimed Arthur.
"Now move on. Let's go and deliver the gifts."
Timmy, Santa Claus, and Arthur set off and managed to distribute all the gifts on time. When they arrived in front of the houses of the boys who constantly bullied Timmy, Timmy rang the bell and personally delivered the gifts without any resentment or fear towards them. The boys were amazed and apologized to Timmy.
"Great, Timmy. With your patience and kindness, you have saved Christmas,"
said one of the bullies. Santa Claus decided to adopt him and invited him to live in Lapland. Timmy was very happy about the proposal, but he preferred to live in his town. And from that time on, he was surrounded by friends and people who loved him. From that time on, also the elves received a present for Christmas.